And the idea of Chafa Ba'abai was Sheikh Numaris. So the correct word is Sheikhin. I'll just tell you a way to recognize very often if something's a shin and a sin and things you might get confused about. But there are a few words like to search. It says, in the end of Parshas Miketz, they searched through the bag of Binyamin. So the word is Vav Yud Ches Pei Shin O Sin. L'chapesh or l'chapesh, to search for something. Sin? Anybody for shin? So there are a lot of such words I personally always got confused about. And I realized the simon, the words that people get confused about usually come both ways. Most words with a sin have a word with a shin also. Like shum and sum, or sheish and sus. Most words that have a shin have a sin. When people get confused, it comes both ways. So if you don't remember, if searching is l'chapes or l'chapesh. So you have to just remember that this word chafshi is free. Everyone knows the word is chafshi, chafshi chinam. So this word is l'chapes, like many of you said. The same thing here. Siach is a different word. Sicha is speaking. Shiach is a boyre sheikh numare. Shiach is a, what is a shiach? Shiach is a ditch of water. Like there's a gra in Mishnayis in Kalim, I believe. He says the reason the Gemara always mentions boyre sheikh numare is because there are three uses of water. What do people use water for? To drink, to wash clothing, and to bathe. But there are three main uses of water: for drinking, washing clothing, and bathing. Bayrais in Shas is always what held the water for drinking. A shiach, he says, is a long ditch of water, running water, where women would wash the clothing. It's easier when you have a long, narrow canal. And ma'arais is water in an enclosed room, in a cave, which was used for bathing. He says that's why the Gemara always puts the three together. It has nothing to do with the Shakla B'Tayr of the Gemara. But that's why the Gemara always puts together, the Mishnayis always puts together, Bayer Sheikh and Amaris. Okay. Enough for Friday style share. Let's get to Agamara. Okay, Agamara is talking about a very very serious issue, which is Negeya very much Halacha L'Maisa, despite the fact that the Gemara's case at first glance seems to be a very specific case that's only Negeya Shavuos. But as we're going to see, this is Negeya many halachis in Hilchis Mazik, Venizik, many halachis in doing damages with cars or homes. And a lot of it is totally in the Rambam and Ravid's spin, the way they learn this Gemara. First, Pashuk Shat the Gemara, and then we'll go to the Rambam and the Ravid, and then we'll see what the whole binyanim that come from it is. The Gemara is saying, if you have a case of Chafa Ba'abayres Shichan Umaris, what's the case? Someone tells someone else, you dug Bayres in my field. I have a field that I plant in. A bar is not useful for me. You dug holes in my field. See, Tavayahim, you dug 5 Bayres in my field. Pay me. The other one says, I only dug 2. He said, might have been Nixus. What's the issue? Is that considered that he's Maida B'miktas in Karka, in which case he's Pata Mishvua, because Ein Nishvah Nakar Kais? Or is that considered that he's Maida B'miktas in the Chi of Mammon, so you should have to pay? And if so, you do swear, because Mammon, if you're Maida B'miktas on Mammon, you do swear. That's the question. So Agamara says, doesn't have a Shaila, says, Lo Yitzchak Kra. When do I need the pasuk of Einish Ban Al Karkais? Hecha de Chafa Ba Bayre Sheikhan Umaris. In the case where he dug Bayre Sheikhan Umaris, in the case where he dug Bayris, that which pasuk applies? The pasuk of what? What applies to Bayre Sheikhan Umaris? The klal of Einish Ban Al Karkais. And therefore, the Gemara here is a Beferisha Gemara, that's called the Tvias Karka. That if you dig holes in my field, now Teveya you, that's called Teveya Karka. And you might have been Miktas in Karka. That's called Karka. So before we go anywhere, we ask ourselves, why is that Karka? The Tiveya karka? What are you tiveya? When you say I dug a hole in your field, what do you tiveya mean? What do you want me to give you? A piece of karka? You may ask me for a piece of karka. Why is that called karka? Just push pshat in the Gemara. Why is it called karka if you tiveya me that I dug by a shechut amaras? You could be saying tiveya me mother mechayim. Tiveya me karka. What was damaged was land. So this is money that comes because of karka. So one way to learn this Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us that mamain haba machmas karka is karka. A pirayin of money which comes because of karka, that has a din of karka. If you're tevei me, I owe you money because of something I did to your land. So even though I'm getting you tevei mamain, I'm being maida mamain, that's called karka. Now, problem is, what's the svara to that? What's the svara? Because the money came because of karka, that's karka. But you're tevei mi mamin. Now, maida mamin. So we're going to have to see, Mitzvah Shem will see the svara. So that's one way to learn the Gemara, is that the Gemara is talking about your tevei mamin, taka, and a tviya of mamin, which comes because of karka, that's karka. And we'll see soon, that's the way the Rambam learned the Gemara. There's a second way to learn. What's the other way to learn? That's the third way to learn.
Kilkul.
But what?
Kilkul.
Therefore. Yes, not Halach. That part I understand. But why is it called karka? Why have you tevei me money because I damaged your field? Why is that called a tevei of karka? You tevei me money. You tevei me karka. What are you asking me for? So one way to learn is to say money comes because of karka is karka. That was the first. Second way would be to say, no. The person is tevei him, he says, fix my karka. He's not asking for money. He's saying, you dug a bar in my field. Well, if you dig a bar, you can fill up the bar. So come back, bring your tractor, and then fill up the bar. Bring your shovel and fill up the bar. So you can learn the Gemara a second way. That he's teveya him karka mamish. He's telling him, come to my field and put the earth back into the bar. Put the earth back into the bar. And that's why it's called karka. And that's a lot easier. Because there, the second way to learn is, it's a lot easier to understand why it's karka. Why is it karka? Because it is. You're telling me, come and put the earth back into the bar.
Well,
you're being tevei at work, but not the actual
karka. The earth is still stronger piled up
over there. Right. So you're being tevei at
work. I want you to put up a little one.
That'd be cash in. We'll see in a second. We'll show you this. Cash in. Good. Okay, now these are two ways to learn the Gemara, which depend on this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid.
What does the Rambam on Rashi?
No, what? Rashi, explain, what does Rashi say?
It's not Halach anymore.
Yeah, that part, the Rambam agrees. It's not Halach because you ruined the field. But you need two things. You need it should not be Halach, and it should, yes, be Karka. You have to be putter from Shua, not because it's not Halach. That, everyone agrees with Rashi. It's not Halach because the field is ruined. Now, why isn't it? Why do you think he's being tevei karka?
He's saying the stone is being tevei karka, and he can't get back anymore because it's stolen. He can't
get it
anymore.
He's saying you stole my karka. He's asking for the piece of karka back.
He's two
you stole two pieces of karka. You give him back. I say I only stole one, but that one has bayrus in it. So now whatever is there is Halach. Right, you can get whatever's in the field is halach. Just, I dug virus in your field. And that, what do you tevei me?
I can't give that to the karka. That's why it's not here. The same thing that Karak is talking about.
So why is it karka? So why is it karka?
It's being tevei karka. It's being tevei two pieces of karka, and he's only being more than one of them. On that one, you can't say halach. Because you already moved.
What are you being, so you're going to take, you're not going to take that piece of land back. You will take it back. What are you going to end up doing?
I'm not taking that back.
You're not taking it back. So you want money. So why is that? Then why did the Torah of English Banach Karkois apply to that? Why is it Pesori? If you're not taking the karka back, why is it Pesori in the Shvayim? Besides for which, you really have to take it back. It's your karka. It could just be Tevei Mehezik. You really, you can't, it's not like something I took home. The karka is your karka. Okay. So let's see the Machlokes Rambam and the Raavad. The Rambam and Raavad, as you know, do not go on the Gemara of the Beferish. They just say a halacha. The Rambam says a halacha, the Raavad says a halacha. So the Rambam says that a chayfer besadach aveira bayru shifin amareis vifsida. Someone who digs in his chaver's field bayru shifin amareis and he made it worth less. Are you chayav l'shali? Bein shatanoi shachafar v'oim aloi chafarti. Whether he says you did dig, he says I didn't dig. I shatanoi shachafar shtei amareis. Or he says, you dug two. And he says, he only dug one. So the Rambam says that there's no shvuas maida b'miktzas. It's a din shvuah d'rabbanan maybe, but there's no din of a shvuah maida b'miktzas, and it's not considered maida b'miktzas. The Rambam is our Gemara. The Gemara says, chafa b'abar shifa d'amara, this is not a maida b'miktzas. Presumably, the Rambam learned the first way that if you tevei me money for karka, then that is a tviya of karka. Mamon haba machmas karka has a din of karka, which needs a hesber, but that's the Rambam, and that's probably the easier way to learn. I should say easier, simpler way to learn. The Rambam, the Raavad says, Amar Avram, Niran advarim, I would agree with the Rambam, Shetavai lamalois chafirais. If he said, come, fill up my earth, and make the earth shove and make it smooth again, then the Rambam is right. That's a tefias karka. Aval im tavoi l'shalim pichsai, if he was tevea him to pay. What does pichsai mean? How much it went down in value, rather than saying how much it cost to fix. Whereas if he's tevea him, how much it went down in value, harehu kishar tefias mamon. Then it's like any tvias mamin, and it is a might of a mixas, because it's sitting mamin. And the Raavad gives a marshal, Kamaisha Omar, Chavata Bishtayim. If I say that you caused two injuries to me, Vuayma Lai Chavati Alachas, and he says I only did one, that's also a tvia of mamin. So see, just like if you somebody, Ruvain says, you amazik me with two hezekin. And Shimon says I only did one, so that's a ma'ida b'miktzas because it's a tvias mamin. So the same thing by karka, it would be the same thing. Now, just shot in the Raavad, what is he comparing karka to Adam, if you're mazik a person? So the Raavad holds that Adam is hukish l'karkois, that just like einish bana karkois, you don't swear on human beings. If you say I stole your eved, you say I stole two avadim, I made the one, I'm a made the b'miktas, but ein nishvan al-karkois applies to people too. To avadim also, ein nishvan al-avadim. So the Raavad says, look, a human being is the same as karka. And just like a human being, if you say chavalta bishtayim, bu'ayim alay chavalta ela'achas, you don't swear. You do swear, because it's mamin. Same thing by karka. You do swear, because it's mamin. Aye, what's pshat in our Gemara? So the Raavad's learning, our Gemara is Shetovai Lamalai Sachafira, is the second way I said to learn. So it was Tevea, and he said, fill up the ground. And he said, fill up the ground. So that's a Tvia of Mamun. It's a Tvia of Karka. Tovai Lamalai Sachafira, that's a Tvia of Karka. Now the Magid Mishnah asked this kasha on the Raavad, that really, even when you tell somebody, fill up my land, fill up the karka again, that's not tvi of karka. It's a tvi of work. Then come and do the work. Put the earth back in. It's only a tvi of work. So this is a sharikite on the Raavad, which maybe we'll come back to be able to answer. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara, and two mahalsim in the case where the Gemara is saying that a tvias moment is kimonim. Now, why does this have far-reaching ramifications? Why is this a big tumul in the Paiskin? The reason it's a tumul is because of the question of Lamaisa, what happens? If you dug holes in my field, do I have a right to tell you fill up the holes? Or I don't have a right to tell you fill up the holes. If you did damage to my wall, you drew graffiti on my building, do I have a right to say remove the graffiti? Or do we have to shots up the value and have to and we see the value, how much damage of value changed? Let me ask you, let's say I have a $1 million property. And somebody came and he broke a window, one of the windows. So now one of the windows is broken. And I tell him, okay, gotta pay. You broke the window, cost a certain amount of money to replace the window. He says, I don't know who you have to replace your window. I'll pay you whatever the house went down in value. I was nice at your house. Before it was worth $1 million, let's get a broker, see how much it went down in value with this broken window, and I'll pay you the difference. Huh? How much do you think it went down in value? Well, it's a front window, maybe. It was a back window. How much do you think a $1 million house goes down in value if the window's cracked? Huh? Zero. Zero. So, I should be off the hook.
Why should
you
be off the hook?
If I damage your thing, I have to pay how much it went down in value.
But why don't you just value it based on the window itself? Why value it on the house?
Why base it on the value of the house? Based on the value of the window. You're going to sell the window without the house?
No, but you can replace the window.
Well, so that's the question. Do you shots up the replacement? The replacement cost? Or do you shots up how much it went down? What? By an Eved, the Gemara says, you take the Eved to the market, you see if somebody cuts off an Aver of an Eved, you take him to the market, you see how much it went down. Can you replace the Eved? That's true. So therefore we should go according to Shuma. Right, this is the question. The question is, which way do you go? And those who discuss it, say the Shach and the Chazon Ish, when they discuss the Shaila, and Rav Chaim when they discuss the Shaila, bring this Ravid. The problem is, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, if he's Taveim to fill up the bar, then it's Karka. If he's Taveim to pay the Pchas, then it's Mammon. What does he have a right to be Taveim? It doesn't say. It says, if he does it this way, it's this. If he does it this way, it's that. Which is the right way? You know, it's a little unclear. So does the one who's damaged have an option? You can learn that way into the right. The one who's damaged has an option to choose whichever way he wants. Okay, you can't prove it to me from here. The question is, the truth is, if you learn in Bava Kamma, all the sugyas of Shuma Sadayanim, it always says in Bava Kamma that you shot up the value. Gemara Bava Kamma says on the Chesamid Beis that if my animal goes into your field, so if it eats payris that are ready to sell, if you have a barrel of payris, so he pays for the payris. If he eats an apple, he pays for the apple. But if my animal goes into your field and it eats payris that are growing, they're not fully grown, and it eats, so the Gemara says on the Chesamid Beis that you shots up the value of a piece of land, the Gemara says a certain size, how much it went down in value. You don't shots up the value of the particular apple that he ate. The Gemara always seems to say that you shots up value. That's what it always seems to say in the Gemara. And if that was the case, in this case of breaking a window in a house, you'd be potter. You'd be potter. Which to everybody here sounds like a chiddush, and we'll see if it's such a big chiddush in a few minutes. So what we have to do is talk about the Rambam and talk about the Ravid. And we're starting from the Karka case, and after we figure out the Karka case, we'll get right. I grabbed, I had an interesting Shaila that's also talking about this. A couple of summers ago, on visiting day in Camp Aguda, in the parking lot, we scratched somebody's car. indented, but it was a scratch. Somebody opened the door, the car was moving, and there was a nice long scratch. So I put a note, and whose car was, I put a note on the windshield. And the person called me up afterwards, and he says, you know, I told him, listen, if you tell me how much it costs you to fix, and I'll pay you for it. He says, I don't want to pay for it, and I said, fine. He called me back 2 days later, and he tells me, he tells me, you're lucky. I said, why am I lucky? He said, my wife was driving today, and somebody rammed her right in that side of the car. Now, that whole thing is all broken in. We have to go replace it anyway. So it's not going to cost me anything to fix the scratch. So you're off the hook. That's what he told me. Was he right or was he wrong? Huh? Was he right or was he wrong? He has right to be Michael. He could have been Michael before the accident. But is he right or is he wrong? Do I owe him? I don't know him. Huh? My instinct was, I told him, what do you mean? I still owe you. I still did damage. You do afterwards, you do afterwards.
The car goes out of value.
He insisted on part. I didn't argue a long time with him. Right? The car, because of that scratch, it went down in value. Depends how scratched it was anyway. Okay. All right, so let's see this the need in here. All right, we're going to have to start with the Rambam, then we'll get to the Raizis. The Rambam here has a chiddush that demei karka hariu karka. That when I'm tevei you, the money for karka is karka. And how do you understand pashuk shat? Why is demei karka karka? If you say I owe you $100 because I damaged your car, when you say I owe $100 because I damaged your karka, why should there be a difference? Why is one considered a dintaira on karka? And one adin taira on kelim. I read the tevei yomamim.
The money you get from the karka is in place of the karka that you
damaged
on the karka.
So what are you tevei me?
It's really karka, but you can't pay back the karka.
It's paying money for that. All right, let's see. If, let's say, I broke a window in your house. I broke a window in your house. You're telling me that you're tevei me, mamon. We'll shut up, we'll talk about it later. I broke a window. I was playing baseball, and I hit a baseball through your window, and I have to pay for it. Why are you being tevei me? To replace the window, or to pay? Now, most people, for practical reasons, I just take that person money. No? You call up somebody, you say, listen, you broke my window, it cost me $100 to repair, give me $100. That's the way most people talk. In Lumdis, what are you being Tevea? The window or the money? What do I owe you? I owe you a window or I owe you money? Huh? Or I have a choice. Okay, possibility. I have a choice, either window or money.
Money can replace the window, and replace the window doesn't cost you money. You take your money and your window. Money can replace it, replacing it's going to cost you money.
You break a window, you can do it.
The guy who just broke the window has a whole warehouse full of windows.
Yeah.
So he's better not coming.
He wants to come himself and replace the window.
Maybe not because the window is shorter than money.
So you could do it either way. So I'll be an example. Let's say, I have to come up with an afkamina to understand it. So I'll tell you an afkamina. I talk about shor, I talk about cars, you'll understand better, no? Let's say, I damage something that's of yours. I damage something that changes in price. Let's say a watermelon. It's in the winter, and you have a watermelon. Very expensive watermelons in the winter. You bought it in basically they get it for all these awards, and right. So the watermelon could cost $10, $15. I don't know. I buy watermelons. It could cost a lot of money in the winter. I damage your watermelon. So you give me asmana to dintaira. You want me to pay? Watermelon costs $15. Fine, you know how it is. By the time I get to the Din Torah, it's already springtime. So you tell me, I owe you $15. I say, I owe you a watermelon. Now I can get a watermelon for $5. I want to give you a $5 watermelon. And you say, hey, yeah, but you didn't damage a $5. You damaged a $15 watermelon. Who's right? They can't both be right. You always want everybody to be right. I either pay 15 or I pay 5. I'm not going to pay 20 for both. You want to pay 15 and 5?
So the guy who says 15, based on their investment, how much would it work? Because he should have the right to. That's why I said they would have the choice.
So the question is, who should have the choice? The Tevei or the Nitva?
The one who got damaged.
The one who got damaged should have a right to ask for this. So he'll ask for $15, not to ask for
$5. But at the same time, the other guy just has to replace it.
You can't do that. You can't give them both the right to choose, because they're going to choose opposite. He's going to choose. You give him a choice, a $5 watermelon, $15 cash. He wants $15. If you couldn't hear both sides, you're right. It wouldn't be an issue. You can hear two sides to the issue. So what do you think? What do you think? What should be? Svara, what should be? $15. You owe me yen or watermelon? Yen or watermelon? Reimbursing him for what happened then. Therefore, $15 watermelon. Everyone votes for $15.
I have to replace the watermelon.
You owe me
$20. So that means what
happens?
$15. Is it $15 watermelon then, or is it $5? Yeah, you have $15.
All you have to do is you have to replace the watermelon. Just a question. But now it's spring. If I can't go back and wait till winter to pay $15, doesn't make sense.
You come to wait for winter to replace it.
Huh?
Who's going to have a loss? Because he has 15, there's $5. See, the watermelon, everyone's voting for $15. I think if I would have structured it differently, if I would tell you, I broke your window, so you want me to pay. The time I broke your window, it cost the $15 to replace the window. And by the time I drive over, I don't know, something happened, the price changes to $5 to fix the window. So when I fix your window for $5, is that good enough, or do I have to give you $15 when I broke it? I'm saying in the case of the window, at the time I broke it, it cost $15 to replace. And by the time I replace it, it goes down to $5. So then everyone feels, what should I do? 15?
Doesn't matter how much it costs, it doesn't matter to replace the
watermelon. So why buy the watermelon? It should just matter to replace the watermelon. No, but everyone's saying it should pay 15.
You said
both.
Uh-huh.
The price went up, he said, Shiloh.
The price went up.
By the watermelon, everyone feels $15. And by the broken window, I think.
It depends whether you're replacing the item or giving money for the item. If you're replacing the actual item, then you could just. It doesn't make a difference what the price is. If you're giving money for the item, then.
Why? I give you $5. Go get a watermelon. You can get a watermelon.
You can go get it.
But what do I owe? I owe you a watermelon? I owe you
$5.
I'm going to change your case and you'll change your mind. Because you're just thinking, let's say I remember, I was a counselor 30 years ago in camp. And I remember I once took a Coke from a guy in my bunk and I feel very guilty. 30 years later, I feel very guilty. So I go to him, I look him up, I once stole a Coke from you. Here's a quarter. He says, what quarter? I said, the Coke I stole cost 25 cents. He says, you can't get a Coke today for 25 cents. So he wants, I should give him a whole Coke. I doubt he'd fight with me over it, but let's say. And I say, no, I only owe you a quarter. So who's right in that case? I mean, so who's right in that case? Huh? But I'm also right.
No,
who's right?
You have to replace the soda just. doesn't matter how much it costs. In fact, you have to replace it.
So now it's a steer in you. Huh? Do I pay 25 cents? Or do I pay... So how much you give 25 cents for you? So she give back the 25 cents? Or the Coke? Which one? Do I give him a quarter or the Coke? The quarter. Well, at least you're consistent. What? Do you take the price change? That's the question. No, the question is, along this, why was I hired the day I stole it? At the end of that day, what do I owe you? I owe you money or I owe you a watermelon? What do I owe you? Geneva, I drank it. That was my forgive. I mean, Geneva's different. You're right, Geneva, we're going to see is different. Let's see how it's Mazik, his soda. Okay, if I stole the soda, then we'll go into Parsha Geneva, which is a separate parasha. We're talking about Mazik. So I was Mazik his soda. It's totally in that Gemara. Yeah, Mashuk, you mean? It is totally in that Gemara, but they had to waste on the Gemara also. It's not Rivas, there's no lion. No, that's just you borrow. If you borrow, it's different. If you mazik someone, then it's a whole different parasha. If you mazik someone, there's no issur in Nizik. If someone steals from me, and there's no issur, someone steals $10 from me, he gives it back, he feels very bad. He gives me $10 plus a gift. I can take the gift. I never lent him anything. He's a goddess. I'm about to take the gift. What?
You have to see what the guy was. If he was so bored and was living, and I was looking down on the sale, he didn't want to eat it.
I like that answer. Because that's in between. Depends what he's doing with the watermelon. Maybe he's selling it. Or maybe it should be $15. But what I steal, I was mazik something. What was I mazik? A $15 item? Or a watermelon? Okay, let me tell you what, it's interesting that the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Niske Mamon, the first piece, Siman Aleph in Hilchos Niske Mamon, among others, clears the Shaila. It's probably the earliest that I'm aware of that clears the Shaila. What do you owe the person? Do you owe the person? And we're talking about a mazik. We'll talk about a ganav separately. But do you owe the person the value, or do you owe the person the item? So the Machne Ephraim says pshat in this Rambam. The Rambam says that if I mazik your karka, and your teveyami, made by Rishon my karka, your teveyami to pay money, that money is called karka. The may karka is karka. Why? Zok de Machne Ephraim. The yisoid of every tashlumei nezik, every time there's a hezik, and I pay, the yisoid of tashlumei hezik is replacing the dover hanizik. When I damage your karka, my obligation really is to repair the damage. That's really my obligation. Lamaisa, when I pay cash, it's true that I may be paying you money. The money only represents a way of fixing the item that was broken. But in the sight of Dinei Mazik, my obligation is to replace the thing that was damaged. If I steal a watermelon, again, not steal, if I'm Mazik your watermelon, if I drive over your watermelon and I ruin it, what I owe you, Zok the Machne Ephraim, we learn from this Rambam, I'm going to pay you money. But what do I owe you? I don't owe you money. I owe you a watermelon. If there would be exeris hakos of English born ala watermelons, so then even though you're tevami mamin, this mamin would be called watermelon. Because my chiyuv to you is the watermelon. My chiyuv to you is the keli. My chiyuv to you is the karka. When I'm mazik you, my chiyuv to you is the dover hanizik, is to undo the damage which I did. In lumdis, that's what I owe you, to undo the damage. Money is a way of undoing the damage. It's a way of fixing damage. You break a window, I owe you to fix it. How do you fix it? You call a glazier and you fix it. Money is only a way of fixing the damage. But my chiyuv be'etzem is actually a chiyuv of fixing the damage. And the Machna Frayim gives my example. I gave you the watermelon example he talks about. He gives Mamish this example. Doesn't say watermelon. But he says if you damage someone's thing, and the day you damage it, it's worth 4 zuz. And by the time you come to pay, it's worth 1 zuz. He says you only pay 1 zuz. In our example, you only pay $5. Because you don't owe him $5. You owe him a watermelon. And if you owe him a watermelon at a time, that watermelons cost $5, so you give him a watermelon. Either you give him the watermelon, or you give him the $5 with which he can go and get a watermelon.
Can you say that by a window, I think? You break the window, so the window costs $5.
The same thing with a window. I break a window.
If the day
I broke the window, it costs $5 to repair.
And by the time
I actually come to repair it, it goes either up or down. I pay the value of the time I'm finally coming to repair it. If when I break your window it costs $5, and by the time I come to repair it, the price went up to $10, so then I have to pay you the $10.
Same
quality, yeah. You have to replace the same quality. You can't give an inferior thing. You have to undo the hezek. No, Gnev is different. We'll see. Gnev example is different, and we'll see why in a minute. Yes. I don't have to replace your hana. I have to replace the item that I damaged. I have to give back the watermelon that I took. The amount of hana you would have from it has no bearing. If you steal a tissue from someone, it's worth less than a pruta. The time you steal a tissue from him is he's about to speak in public, and he needs a tissue. It's the only tissue he has. You still only have to pay the value of a tissue, even though it would be worth a lot of money to him at that time. Does eating a watermelon taste better in the winter than in the summer? He spent $15. What's that got to do with me? I owe him. The aside of Dine Mazik is replacing the Davar HaNizik. That we learn from this Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Demei Karka is Karka. What does it mean, Demei Karka? It's money. No, it's not money. It's Karka. It's Karka that you're giving back.
So if you get
the
05 car and now it's 06, and you have to pay back the 05 car?
That's right. If you remember from 30 years ago, you have to give back the thing that you took. You have to give back the thing that you took. It has to be... That's his side. Now, Geneva is not that way. Now, first of all, there is a Gemara, as was mentioned. Gemara says... That's a Rambam also, in Hilchos Sfiras. The Rambam in Hilchos Sfiras, which he brings, says the following... following case, which is based on the Kamatim of Purusha Gemara, the case there is that a worker broke a barrel of wine, and he's got to replace it. The barrel of wine on a Yom HaShuk is worth 4 zuz. Yom HaShuk is a day when there are a lot of buyers. People come into the market day. It's worth 4 zuz. And on a regular day, if you try to sell it, you probably get 3 zuz. It's a mitzvah. So let's say in this place, every Rosh Chodesh is market day, or whatever, Rosh Chodesh is market day, and on market day, it's worth 4 zuz. The rest of the month, it's worth 3 zuz. So the Rambam paskins, and he has a Sfiras Perigimel, that when you pay him, it depends which day you pay him. If you're paying him on a market day, you have to give him 4 zuz. If you're paying him on a non-market day, you only have to give him 3 zuz. That's what you're saying, Rambam. Depends which day you're coming to pay. That's what he said. One minute. I didn't get to that yet. Wait. This is not the same. Because here, the pshat is, Dr. Matthew Fran, I owe you a barrel of wine. I was mazik your barrel of wine. What I owe you is a barrel of wine. On the day I pay you, I have to give you a barrel of wine, or I can give you the money that you can buy the barrel of wine. So if I pay you on a day that a barrel of wine costs 4 zuz, so then I give you 4 zuz. If I pay you on a day that costs 3 zuz, I give you 3 zuz. Just like if I gave you the actual barrel, if I gave it to you on a Yom HaShuk, you could get 4 zuz for it. If I gave it to you on a Yom that's not a Yom HaShuk, you could get 3 zuz. So I have to pay. The site of paying is to replace the Davar HaNizik. It's to replace the thing that was damaged. Are you allowed to stall? You're allowed to stall. That's a good question. Question general, if I owe you money, can I stall off paying you money? Still not. I have to pay right away. No. If I owe you money, it's time I want to stall, not for a lower price. I want to use the money. If I have the money, I'm going to give it to you. If I'll stall, I'll gain, but I'm not supposed to stall. At any rate, so in Hilchis, so this is a second makar in the Rambam for this yisoid, that you really have to replace the item. A mazik has to replace the item. And Hayyosi says what you have to replace is the item, the sister, what I have to replace is the item, therefore I pay the price the day of the item. Now this is not like a neva. Like a neva, it's a halacha mufureshes, that the neva, you're chayiv to pay according to its value the moment you steal it. Geneva is a chiyuv mamon. If the item is still around, or you say item, of course it's a hashav sekzel, it's a sasei to return the item you stole. But if it's not around, that's klar, that if you steal something, it's a chiyuv mamon at the time of the geneva, and you can have a case where a ganav actually gains on the deal. He steals something, goes up in value, it's his gain, went up in his rishus. So, but geneva is up kishas at the time of the geneva, and we're not going to get into a long discussion of it. For mazik, the chiyuv is to undo the hezik, and therefore it goes according to the time of the teshlum. There are many rayas that we pask in like this machne Ephraim. One of them is the Nesivis in Simen Tzadik Hei. It's the cut and vav. The Nesivis is coming to answer the Rambam from the Ravitz Kasha. The Rambam said the May Karka is like Karka. That money for Karka is the same as Karka, and the May and therefore Ein Nishbon. So the Ravitz asked, from the case where you chayvel in someone, if Reuven cuts off Shimon's arm, Shimon's teveya him, or something they did to him. Let's say he was mazik him twice. He knocked out 2 teeth, and he's teveya and he knocked out 2 teeth. He says, "No, I only knocked out 1 tooth." So there, the halacha is that he's a ma'ida b'miktzas. He swears. Frakteravid, we see Demei Adam is not like Adam, Einishvoin on Adam. And we see over there you do swear. So why is that different than a bar? Answer to Nesivis. There's a basic difference between knocking out someone's teeth or cutting off someone's arm and making a hole in a bar. A hole in a field is something that could be repaired. Since it could be repaired, so there you owe him to undo the hezek. Like the Machne Ephraim said, in a case where I did damage to you, I owe you to undo the hezek. If you tell me I should pay you for digging byris, and I want to come with my own hands and in my own shovels and fill up the bar, I have a right to do it. You can't stop me. I did damage the field, I'll just push the earth back in, finished. I'm potter. So, like the Machne Ephraim says, I only have to undo the damage. Being mazik a person is different. There, you can't undo the damage. If someone cut off someone's arm, you can't undo it. It can't be undone. If you do a damage that can't be undone, then it's taka chiyuv mamon. It's chiyuv mamon. But a hezek, most hezekim, which could be repaired, what you owe is the repair of the hezek, not the cash value of the hezek. Maybe we see that the Nesivus is going with the idea of the Machne Ephraim. Turns out, Gavi, what Avram Dovah was saying before, that who has a right to decide if I want to give money or fill up the barn? The Mazik. The Mazik could say, I owe you to undo it. So I want to bring in my tractor and fill up the barn. I could do that. If I want to pay you cash, I'll pay you cash, one or the other. It could go either way. So this is the aside of the Machne Ephraim in the Rambam. We haven't yet dealt with the Ravid, which we're going to deal with. The Chazainish I mentioned is a Chayshim Mishpat Bavakama Simin Vavois Gimel. He starts with the Gemara I mentioned about shotting up the value of a field when someone does Hezek. In the second paragraph, he explains the Ravid, it's in brackets. Sometimes you just instinctively skip over the brackets. In the brackets, he explains our Ravid. And Yitzhashem will deal with that.